Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
So it begins.
The baby has arrived.
Oh, it's not over. No.
The baby is here.
It's not over. It's just beginning. Welcome back, Jonathan Kuminga. 2 years, $48 million.
JK.
Team option on year two. And now we've got a basketball team to finally talk about. They've got 11 guys on the roster. Make it 12 if you throw in that two-way guy.
And no, they got
actually, they got 12. They got more than that. But here's the
give it to him.
You like this lineup theoretically? Curry, Heald, Butler, Green, Horford. That's going to be your starters. Melton, Pods, GP2, Kuminga, Post, Trace Jackson Davis coming off the bench. That's 11 guys right there. We're ready to roll, Goo.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, but you got the starter wrong.
What do you mean?
It's Pods, Curry, Butler, Green, and Horford.
I saved the day.
Yeah, that's window dressing.
I'm vibe. And we got a new Curry. I am excited about
Seth. Wait, a new Curry?
Yeah, Seth, his brother.
Oh, not yet.
What you mean, not yet?
He's got to wait like 14 games or something.
Oh, so he won't start the season?
No, neither will Melton.
Well, that is...
Oh, hey, no, here we go. What's in the water?
No, we saw what happened.
Warriors had their media day Monday, practice yesterday. Steve Kerr talked to the media yesterday about a lot of stuff. Jonathan Kuminga's in the fold for now.
23 mil.
And it's time to go, as yeah. Buster Posey would say.
I'm happy selfishly, but I do want to give you a victory lap real quick, Stani. And you weren't the only one, but I won't take any flowers away from you. I believe Evan was there too. Jonathan Kuminga took this to the to the last second because the Warriors can't give him what he needs in regard to job detail. And selfishly, as a fan, I want him here. I'm hoping it can work. But the fact and the way that this contract is set up with the team option, not the player option, Stani, it looks like he could be traded in January. And as a fan, I'm hoping if that were to happen, you get something better than a Malik Monk, who after a while I keep thinking like, oh, he wouldn't be too bad, but obviously they didn't think he fits. But is there any part of your being that thinks whatever role Jonathan Kuminga has on this team to start the season, and I hope it's six man, because if you wanted to start him, I'm with that, but I know it's not going to happen to where he finishes the whole year in a Warrior uniform.
I think it's possible.
All right.
I think it's possible, but I don't think – he's going to be here next year.
Oh, well, okay.
I think probably around the deadline, they'll have offers. They might take one. They might not if they don't think it's good enough. And then I think they'll try to move him. The team option is important to the Warriors because now if they trade him, the team they trade him to will have control over him at least.
Yeah.
Or could rip up that last year and just sign Jonathan to a completely new contract, as the Warriors theoretically could. So
what did they gain? Kuminga's camp and Aaron Turner, who, you know, I got to give AT credit from the standpoint of joining the show a couple Fridays ago. But Stoney, what he's doing on Twitter right now, going back at the trolls, and this is prerogative. And when this was all said and done, this offer had been there a while. So I don't know if they were operating from a state of spite and let's just hold stuff up for the team that Jonathan may not want to be a part of, but he is to start the season. I don't know, Stoney. I'm not in the game. We had Myers on last Friday. I'm not feeling the way he's operating or conducting his business. You say what to that?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters at this point. I don't think the team begrudges Kuminga anything.
Got the job done.
I don't think anybody's mad at Kuminga. I'm certainly not mad at Kuminga. He did what he had to do. His agent handled it the way he handled it, and he's taken a 2-year, $48 million contract. And the Warriors are going to try to trade him, and if they can't, then maybe they can patch things up during the next 6 months to see if they can get this guy in the fold long term. I do think now, looking at the whole situation and what each side wanted, this is actually probably the best for each side in terms of their flexibility. Now there's a scenario in which Kuminga could theoretically become a free agent at the end of this year. And if that doesn't happen, he can definitely become a free agent at the end of next year. So he pushed back kind of control for the possibility that it could last 1 year longer for him to gain control, but he didn't want to give up, $15 million, which are $14 million, whatever the difference is between eight and that first year, 22-23. So he'll be back. Yeah. And now we see how it all works out. And I'm far less concerned about Kuminga's attitude or demeanor than, well, what is going to change, if anything? There's still Butler, there's still Draymond Green,
facts,
and there's still an uncomfortable fit. So, again, I'm not concerned about guys being upset with Kuminga. I don't think they care one way or the other.
Curry told us yesterday in his little soundbite that Willard and Dibs were playing.
But I think that, how it plays out from here is what's important, and how they can try to figure out how to get this guy back in the fold if they want him back in the fold.
Yeah, and now that they are whole and complete, Stoney, it looks like without Horford, I'm trying to get excited, but his age, and you've always been hammering the drum of how old this team is. I'm excited, but I still feel like this team needs some more size, some young athletic size. And until they get that, they'll go about it the way they want to. But if I look at the inception of Jimmy Butler last year and how this team took off, I truly don't, with what they've added and what they've lost in regard to Looney and whatnot, I don't expect them not to continue what they started last regular season.
The other question I have is, okay, Kuminga's back. I got a lot of questions about the Warriors right now, now that it's kind of fallen into place. One is, does Steve Kerr have to change his approach in how he coaches Jonathan Kuminga?
Why would he?
Because
if they get rid of him in January, I'm sorry.
Okay, well then I don't believe they're going to have a good year if he's just here and the only goal is for him to get to the deadline where he can be traded. And the other thing is, if Steve Kerr coaches Jonathan Kuminga like he coached him last year, then we're going to have Jonathan Kuminga not playing as much as he wants, and we're going to start talking about the value of his next contract and who might want to trade for him and all that kind of stuff. The other thing that's very interesting here is Steve Kerr's status. Got one more year left. This is it. He's got one more year left in his deal, And then we have no clue who's going to be the coach next season. He says he doesn't care.
I love that.
He's actually done this before. In 2024, he started the year without a contract for the following year, and he ended up getting an extension in February. So this isn't the first time Kerr's worked, quote unquote, as a lame duck. Yeah. I don't think he cares. They'll figure it out at the end of the year, whether he's going to come back for another one
That's
or two
when
or whatever.
Season, Steiny, and you got, you know, job security. I mean, he's a made man here, and you're right. I made a lot of it the last time it was like this for Steve Kerr. But for him to say that, I believe it. All he's worried about is getting wins and getting back to the playoffs.
Yeah, and just a little, you know, jumping off discussion point. I'm looking at Chris A. on the YouTube chat. Kerr needs to showcase JK for the financial part of the contract. And I hate that idea.
Now, when you say showcase, what do you mean? Because we know what he is.
It sounds to me like it means, you know, you're going to have to get this guy playing time. You're going to have to kind of build up his value, maybe rebuild up his value. And
but don't you think you know what his value is? If it's just like if I were a Sixer GM, I got enough data and film on Kuminga. And obviously him getting off to a good start would help that. I'm not saying that. But as far as this guy being brand new to the NBA – I mean, you got 4 years worth of them.
Well,
I just think they need his services, Steiny.
I don't think another team really knows what to make of Kuminga right now. I think a lot of teams out there are wondering what happened with Kuminga here in Golden State. But you got a coach at the end of his contract. You got a young player who's going to be here for at least the next 6 months. Yeah. And you got three veteran players who are trying to get back to a deep playoff run. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's what's happening today. We're going to talk Warriors till 11 o'clock, and then we're going to have Ross Tucker, our NFL Odyssey insider. He's going to join us today at 11 o'clock. We figured it's better this week than next. 49ers won't be coming off a game. So, obviously, the Niners play tomorrow against the Rams.
Game,
so,
man.
We'll have Ross Tucker on today at 11, and then we'll get into the Niners. But it's basketball the first hour on 95.7 The Game. How you feeling, the Warriors? It's finally over, but it's starting. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no basketball Viagra.
Perhaps.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Jonathan Kuminga signed, sealed, and delivered. Warriors training camp underway. Buster Posey's going to talk to the media later today. It's more of a season-ending wrap-up, but I'm sure he'll get asked about Bob Melvin, who was fired on Monday. We'll bring you some of that sound a little bit later. We got Ross Tucker joining us at 11 o'clock. We're going to get into the Niners and the LA Rams.
DK.
It's certainly feeling like Purdy may not play, but who knows at this point. But the 49ers have a big game tomorrow, and we'll get you ready for that with Ross. Right now, though, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors. It feels like they have a team now, at least intact. This is the way I'm looking at it. They got Curry, Hield, Jimmy Butler, Green, and Horford. Let's say those are the first five. They got Melton, Pods, GP2, Kuminga, Post, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Let's say they're the second five with some interchangeable parts, possibly one way or the other. How are we feeling about that team? If I said overall, how are you feeling about that team? Don't, like, without, unless you want to, you know, yes, Kuminga's the big news, yeah. But let's talk about that team. How are you feeling about that team?
I'm feeling as good about that team as I was before Steph Curry left the Minnesota series in game one last year. So I think this team has action. And I think the wild card to me is if Jonathan Kuminga, you know, doesn't mesh, or you could just tell, not that he's moping, it's not gelling. I am excited that they got an opportunity to do what they did and get a Jimmy Butler-like. And I know it might be lesser, but a guy, a Thundercat, that could come in and replace Jonathan Kuminga and help this team go to another level. Like, that excites me. But right now, I know I really, truly am still excited, and I am in on Jonathan Kuminga being the sixth man on this team.
So I was thinking about this, and I brought
Iguodala.
It up.
Iguodala.
I brought it up a little bit with, wait, what's that?
You got to be Andre. You got to rebound. You got to guard. You got to do the things that you hadn't been doing, JK. You just do.
He'd been doing those things. He wouldn't have to worry about coming off the bench.
True.
All right. Here's the one thing I was thinking. And I brought this up to Evan, and we talked about it real briefly, and he brought up an interesting point, and I just kind of want to use it as a jumping off point. Knowing that Kuminga's back in the fold and where the Golden State Warriors are, I wrote down this sentence. Hold on. I wrote down this sentence.
I was like, okay, I'm waiting.
Is it time for Draymond Green to maybe take a step back and come off the bench and let Kuminga start? And could that be better for the team? And I thought about it. And I realized that I'm not sure that solves any problem. Because if you replace Kuminga and Draymond's okay coming off the bench, you don't really add any shooting with Kuminga, and you might lose a little bit of playmaking with Kuminga. And the bigger problem to me is, and you know, I was thinking, okay, like this could be the time for Draymond to come off the bench and try to really be a different kind of force as a sixth man. The problem is then Jonathan starts, which is great for him, but it doesn't change the fact that he's still going to be a third option if he plays with Steph and Butler. And then that's the point where Steve Kerr's going to say, well, if you're the third option scoring-wise, I need you to do more, and I'm worried that we're just going to kind of get into this vicious cycle that we can't solve because of Kuminga. And like the first thing I thought was maybe if Draymond takes a step back, and you know what? I'm not sure that's the answer. I don't know what the answer is. That's still the problem that I see, Goo, with the Warriors is, yeah, they got Kuminga back, but is he any more of a fit now than he's ever been?
I don't have the answer to that question, and I appreciate the thought, but Stani, if I'm Draymond Green, I would flip the spread over, because what makes him and Steph Curry so special in this Warrior team is he doesn't do it. He doesn't, you know, he's not a volume shooter. I'm talking about Day-Day. He's a junkyard dog, and he's mastered giving you that passion from the outset of games, doing the dirty stuff. So I would just say to that thought, if it hasn't happened now, in a perfect world, if Draymond was willing to do that, who knows? Maybe Jonathan Kuminga signs a 4-year contract for an umpteen amount of money and he's finally got his role. But that's never going to happen. One, because I think Draymond's a Warrior, no pun intended. He's not taking a lesser role, I don't believe. And I know there's examples where he has after injuries or whatnot. But I think the ship has sailed on this. How can we, or what can we do, meaning teammates, coaching staff, to kind of take JK to the next level or make him a better fit? I just feel now, especially after yesterday, partner, that ship has sailed.
What ship?
Of Draymond or anybody acquiescing and trying to do something to make Kuminga fit in better. And I mean, damn sure me taking, if I'm Draymond Steinie, I'm not coming out to start lineup.
Well, I mean, like I get, and you've said that before, but I think you ignore, he's said he's willing to do it. So maybe at some point in a guy's career, you got to take him up on it, if for no other reason than maybe to try to move this thing a little more forward. I'm not sitting here saying everything's smooth. I am now trying to project, Jonathan Kuminga's on this team. I'm trying to project how do the Warriors avoid a situation where he doesn't become the focus, and it's not about how many minutes he played a night and how many minutes he didn't play a night.
But why are we expecting such a change? What if it's just
because Well, then I don't think you can be your best. I don't think the Warriors can reach their potential unless they figure out a way to optimize the team and Jonathan Kuminga on that team. I don't believe they did that last year.
So a lot of that was different because I feel like they gave Jonathan Kuminga the keys. And when they gave him the keys before Jimmy Butler, he got hurt. I'll still stand on the island of, had he not got hurt, there's no Jimmy here. But Jimmy's here. My point to you, Steinie, is the dartboard that I'm trying to hit in the middle is you come off the bench, Jonathan Kuminga. That does not mean you are not finishing games, buddy. There is no doubt in my mind, Steinie, in 25 to 30 minutes is that's how much time he's going to play. Like, are you saying, Goo, the six-man starting, you're going to get 25 to 30 minutes, damn it, and you make the best of it?
It's easy to say. It's so easy to say right now before training camp has started. It's just, I mean, and it's easy to say, well, he's going to be finishing games. Not if he doesn't make foul shots. He's not going to be finishing games. And
he'll get that opportunity, though, right?
I don't know.
Well,
he's coming off a terrible. He's coming off a bad year. He's coming off a poor year.
Yeah.
So again, I'm not going to sit here and say this thing is shot. But damn, I can't sit here and say, oh, there's nothing to see here. Kuminga's going to be fine, and they're going to figure it out. They still have every issue with this team with Kuminga on it now than they had last year, and. Let's just be realistic about the way Steve Kerr was talking about the Kuminga fit last year, and everybody got incensed because they thought he was too critical, saying he couldn't play with Jimmy and they need him to rebound and get loose balls. None of that has changed. But if Jonathan doesn't do those things still, then Kerr's probably not going to play him.
But you're not good enough to not play him. That's how I feel.
They're also not.
I got to check myself. He did start getting DNPs at the end. So.
They're also not good enough for him to play and not do the things that they need him to do. If it's rebounding and if it's getting loose balls.
Now, I know the contract and the way the 1+1, Johnny, or the way it's set up, you know, the Warriors got the advantage. But I just don't feel they shelled out that coin and gave him
They shelled out virtually nothing.
Well, my point is he's going to get the opportunity to show maybe your future is not done here in Golden State. That's where I'm at this morning.
Yeah, and I get it. And all I'm saying is until I see an avenue for him to emerge, then I don't think he'll ever want to stay here long term. Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing? What's going on, man?
Hey, fellas, good morning.
Yeah.
Hey.
I want to shout out Evan and Brandy. I've seen them. I pulled up on them at Friedman's when they were there.
So okay.
They're cool. Evan's cool as the other side of the pillow.
He is.
But I'm excited about the Warriors. I had them knowing that these guys were going to get signed as the 4 seed. I think there'll be 3 now that Van Vliet's hurt. But to answer the question about the Kuminga fit, the personnel makes him a fit. This will be the first year the Warriors can even play zone and not be hurt on offense because they can put Post and Horford out there. And now you have 3-point shooting with Jimmy, and you could put Steph, you could put Hield. And so now Kuminga has a chance for that right there. When Jimmy and Steph are on the bench, Kuminga can come in and cook because they have a bunch of shooters around him. So now go cook, Kuminga. during the, at the beginning of the year, go cook. Let's see if you want to do what you want to do. You get the 20-something minutes. Show us if, you know what I'm saying, you matured. You can get the other players involved. While you're the main option, what you want right now, you're the main option. If it's Horford out there or even if Draymond's out there, he'll be the only real liability when JK has the ball in his hand, because you'll have two other shooters at the guard spot, because we have way more shooters now. So that'll also help Jimmy. Remember in the playoffs, we were like, why isn't he looking like playoff Jimmy? He had no one to kick it out to. He's going to kick it out to a guy that has to drive also. So we got to pay attention to that at the beginning of the year. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm excited about the Warriors, and I look forward to seeing you guys Saturday. Have a great show.
Appreciate it, Christian. I'm excited about the Warriors, too, because I don't know what to expect. I think they're, in a way, like the Niners, I think they need a lot to go right. I think they obviously have to be healthy. They have to get a step up from Moody, Pajemski, and Kuminga. Those guys got to become veteran players. They've got to go from being young players to veteran-type players. And, you know, if it's one of those things, I'm very interested in Horford. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. He's from Boston. He sees him, watched Horford play his whole career. And he's like, I still like Horford. I still think he's pretty good. Makes threes, really smart defensively. But he's probably only going to be able to play 25 minutes a night. And he's not going to play back-to-back. So there's an opportunity for somebody there. Mm. I mean, there's going to be opportunity because – I mean, among Curry, Butler, Draymond, and Horford, I mean, there's going to be a lot of – they're going to use a lot of different starting lineups, if for no other reason than they're going to have to. So they're going to be able to keep some of their younger players engaged, I would think. And at times, some of these younger guys are going to have to start, and they're going to have to be ready to start.
And we saw Moses Moody take a step up, Potts take a step up, and now you got to take that – you know, the question is just what you talked about. Can they take that one step further? And I was driving in. I said, you know what? I got to apologize to both Brandon and Moses, because I was too hard on them for what didn't happen or what I didn't see in the Houston series. But the bottom line is they were playing in that series because those two, I believe, had a great regular season. And Moses, until it got ugly at the end. But you're right, Stoney. I don't know what that looks like if both of those, or if it's somebody else able to take their game, TJD, when he gets the opportunities. If you talk about Horford only playing 25 minutes a night, so that doesn't mean he's just relegated to the bench. But what they have with the big three has me excited, and Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, and the success they had last regular season, and to come out the shoots now with those three intact, Kuminga wrapped up, I can't wait.
888-957-9570 is the number. Kuminga's signed, sealed, and delivered, and the Warriors now have a team I think we can talk about. It's an aging team. It's got some young players on it. They're not overly athletic. They're not overly big, but they got a lot of experience and they got a lot of pedigree. This is Steve Kerr, a little back and forth with Nick Friedell of The Athletic. He's back, Nick Friedell. This is, I think, a back and forth between he and Friedell regarding Kuminga yesterday.
It's just, this is the business we're in, you know. I mean, I never begrudge any player for trying to, you know, get the best contract that he can. I mean, in fact, I, you know, having been a player, I always feel like it's part of my job to help our guys do the best they can come contract wise and help them become the best players that they can be, put themselves in the best position to have a great career, to sign a good contract, take care of their families. You know, these are short careers, and so I want all our players to do well. How it gets there sometimes can be messy. I'm not worried about any of that.
All right, so that was Steve Kerr, kind of an overview of he doesn't hold any grudges against Kuminga, but he didn't want to get too much into it.
Have you talked to Jonathan much throughout this process over the last couple months?
Again, I'm going to wait till he's signed, and then you can ask me same question in a couple days.
Then I'll just follow up with this, and maybe you can give me the same response. But you're watching all this, and you've lived it with him, obviously, these last few years. from your perspective, do you think he wants to be here moving forward?
Okay, again, I'm gonna talk about him after he's signed. We'll have those discussions. So, thank you. Anyone want to talk about basketball?
All right, so Nick Friedell giving it the old college try.
Yeah.
And it's just because the formality of the contract wasn't signed. He'll get asked about it either today or tomorrow, and I'm sure he's going to give a different answer.
What do you think the answer is going to be? I would say no. I don't think J.K. and Kerr have had much dialogue. And I could be wrong, and we could find out as soon as he's able to ask him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their relationship truly is. I don't know if it's built on trust or there's skepticism. I don't know altogether what Steve thinks of Kuminga as a player. I don't know how Kuminga truly thinks about Kerr. I mean, there's so much gray area here other than it just doesn't look like it's a fit. But I've seen fences mend, but I've also seen most fences not mend in this kind of situation in the NBA with players who don't want to be in certain spots.
Yeah, and I'll say this, my biggest takeaway from Kerr, even after last year, him being as candid as he was to Willard and Dibbs, Stoudy, I do believe, and I have no intel to back this up, but I do believe he thought Kuminga was gone. And that's why he was willing to, you know, say the things and just be open and talk about, you know, his whereabouts during offseason and years past. But I really think, and maybe we'll never get the answer, I do wonder if Steve Kerr really thought maybe he was done coaching Kuminga.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do know that Steve Kerr probably knew that a sign and trade was going to be ridiculously difficult because they always are. I mean, have you noticed the four restricted free agents? Man. Like, none of them got signed and traded.
Yeah.
Because none of them were going to get the true value for the player. And so he might have thought maybe Kuminga would leave, but once you're a restricted free agent, I just would never count on that. Let's go to Caleb in Newark.
Our guy.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What up, fellas? How y'all feeling this morning?
What's up, baby? I got your message on Twitter, man.
Hey, Guru, at long last, huh?
Yeah, it's over. The baby's here.
There we go, man. And finally, man, I was going to call back when this Kuminga stuff got figured out. But look, at the end of the day, this is great for both parties. You know, Kuminga, and then they didn't want to take the qualifying offer. His agent literally came on your guys' show and said that. So for him to get what, $24 million or just over that for this season and figure out what next year is good, having for JK. But like, let's be real, guys. Like, the Warriors have gotten better. Like, they've gotten much, much better. And look, this is no disrespect to Kevon Looney, because we know what he did while he was here. He's a champion and a leader in that locker room for years. But Al Horford, even at this age, is better. Like, respectfully. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, you've gotten bigger, you've gotten better at the center position. Then you're bringing back D'Anthony Melton, who, before he got hurt last year, he was a really good player for this team. You're bringing in Seth Curry, who's a shooter, a little bit later in this season. There's nothing wrong with having shooters, and especially him being Steph Curry's brother, that adds to the chemistry and just the overall, just the positive vibe that brings the team. So I think this Warriors team's going to be really good, man. A full offseason with Jimmy, too. Obviously it's gonna, we all know they got to be healthy, but I wouldn't be shocked if this team finishes between 4-6.
Because I'm tired of the play-in, right. Caleb. That's my
Thanks,
goal,
Caleb.
Stoney. Appreciate the call. Just stay out of that cockamamie play-in. And you gotta think, if you had Jimmy all year, you wouldn't have been there. But Stoney, I think that's the goal. Avoid that, man, because that's just been draining here the last couple years.
Yeah, this is why I'm actually fascinated with Horford, because man, I feel like, you know, we've seen Looney forever, and we know his game inside and out. We know how he helped this team. And yes, I would not disagree that on paper,
I'm with you,
Horford, I like Horford better on paper. But I got to be honest with you, this is one of those classic cases of, I need to see Horford play 25 straight games for the Warriors to know, like, who he really is.
I'm petrified. And I know Caleb wasn't dancing on Looney's grave, but Looney gave you a lot of girth and a lot of difficulty down low for other guys when he got the time. I don't know if Al can do that. Now Lane in Boston where, hey, Al, you can miss three or four threes, no big deal, because you got – that's all we're doing is, you know, bombing. It's going to be a little different. They're going to ask him to do some different things, too, along with shooting. So we'll see. But, Stoney, I'm just saying this right now going into this season. You could laugh. You have. I think Looney could be missed.
Well, this is Nick Friedell on him believing that the roster this year is better than last year.
When it's all said and done, now that the roster is coming together, Mike Dunleavy in that front office actually did pretty well. I mean, this team is improved from where they were a year ago. They are improved in the fact that Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy now get a full training camp. They'll be together. They'll get Horford in here. They have more depth. They feel good about not only the core pieces, but how the rest of the roster is fitting together.
Nick Friedell says the roster's better this year than last year. I think some of the names are better, for sure.
And the availability for two are in question right now, right? I mean, to start the season in L.A., there won't be Seth Curry, and we'll see when Melton gets back. I'm just saying, two dudes that won't be able to be utilized in.
Yeah. 888-957-0. Here's what's going on. 11 o'clock, we got Ross Tucker. We're going to jump into the Niners. They have a big game tomorrow against the Rams.
Huge.
Is Purdy going to play? We'll probably find out more tomorrow, but we'll talk about it today. Buster Posey talking to the media, season-ending press conference. Obviously, Bob Melvin's going to be addressed at that point. And, of course, the Golden State Warriors. They got a preseason game coming up Sunday. How about that out of nowhere?
Wow.
So their season's starting in a hurry. Jonathan Kuminga is going to be signed today, and the Warriors are ready to roll. And they got Curry. They got Hield. They got Butler. They got Green. They got Horford. When I look at this roster this way and you envision everybody healthy, you go, you know what?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not bad. But you take a guy or two out, doesn't quite look as good. So I think everybody understands health is what it's all about for the Warriors this year. Once again, Ross Tucker is going to join us at 11 o'clock, but we'll take your calls up until 11 o'clock. A lot going on here in the Bay. We're going to touch on it all. 888-957-9570 is the number. And don't forget, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.